So this morning, last week, we were talking about hearing God's voice. This week, we're going to continue that series. We're going to talk a little bit about a whisper spot. When I was a kid growing up, I had this spot. It was a big pine tree, probably about 60 feet in the air, and I used to climb it all the way to the top where the branches were very thin, but yet I was only 80-something pounds, right? You got to hold me. And I remember going up there, taking some 2x4s, some nails, and putting a little platform up there where I sat and was able to see everything, but I was quiet. It was quiet up there. So anytime me and my mom and dad got into it or whatever, me and my sisters, anything, there goes Jose, right up the tree. And there, I would hang out a lot of my times. That's where I thought. I didn't know God too well. Even though I was raised in God, I didn't have my own personal relationship with him at that given time. So I am thankful for my parents for taking me to church. But I just sat up there and I thought, and I thought. And I was able just to put everything else away. I didn't worry about anything else, and I was just able to sit up there and think. In the pine tree that I probably shouldn't have been in, because if I fell out, I probably wouldn't be here today. So let me ask you this morning, where's your favorite place? How do you feel when you get to this place or you go there? In your favorite place, why is this place so different from other places that you sit at? But here's the real thing. Do you guys know that God is everywhere? God chooses wherever he wants to speak. But sometimes he uses these specific places in our lives to really communicate with us. And in the Bible, there's many stories where God speaks to someone. In the Bible, he also used certain places to speak to us and to speak to certain people in the Bible. He called these places whispering spots. For Abraham, it was the oak of Mamre. For Moses, it was a burning bush. For David, it was a cave called Adullam. For Daniel, it was an upstairs window facing Jerusalem. A whispering spot is somewhere you go to hear the voice of God. It's a place where you go to hear God's voice a little louder and a little clearer. And we know that God could show up anywhere and anyhow, at any place, any given moment in time. That's why he appeared to Moses in a burning bush. And this is something I learned doing the research on this sermon. That it was Rabbinic tradition in this particular time. This bush that Moses showed up was far, far in the high desert. But God did this to show that God's existence was everywhere. And a lot of the times we talk so much about getting into the presence of God. But God is already here. Maybe we're not aware, but God is. Today I'm going to read a couple passages. We're going to start off today in Genesis 28. Genesis 28:10-16. It says, Jacob left Beersheba and set out for Haran. When he reached a certain place, he stopped for the night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones there, he put it under his head and lay down to sleep. He had a dream in which he saw a stairway resting on the earth, with its top reaching to the heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. There above it stood the Lord, and he said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham, and the God of Isaac. I will give you, your descendants, the land on which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. All the people of the earth will be blessed through you and your offsprings. I am with you, and you will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. When Jacob awoke from his sleep, he thought, surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it. Here we find that God reveals his presence to Jacob. Jacob at this time wasn't aware of God's presence. See, when we become followers of Jesus, God gives us the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit lives within us every single day. Just for a moment, I want you to think. When are you most aware of the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life? And this is probably a true statement for me. Maybe it might be for you too. We can sometimes forget about God's presence with us through His Spirit. And we don't honestly always keep God's presence in mind, even though He's everywhere at all times. We as humans lack this nature. And I know we stumble across all kinds of places on a daily basis. And we might have that certain place where we might feel more connected with God. Let me ask you something this morning. Do you have a certain place set apart where you spend your alone time with God? Do you have that whispering spot? Because we all need one. In Psalms 46, verses 1-11, it says, God is our refuge and our strength, at every present help and trouble. Therefore we will not fear, through the earth give away, and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Thoughts as wars, waters roar, and foam and mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High and dwell. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her. Break of day, nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord. He has brought us on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks down the bows and shatters the spears. He burns the shield with fire. But still, I know that I am God. But still, I know that I am God. I will exalt among the nations. I will exalt in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. In this Psalms, we're showing the power of God. And I get it. Life sometimes throws us some crazy curveballs. We're all at war right now. The enemy is really trying to attack every single personal life here. And I could say this, that there is other gods with a small g trying to take our Lord's place. Let's ask ourselves, who is the Lord in your life? This Psalms says that God is our refuge. God is our help. And if we could learn to trust and lean on God a little bit more, God would guide us through everything. And I got to be honest, this world is a very fast pace. Everything is go, 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 go. But we don't take time to slow down and just see the wonders of God's creation. God is so amazing. And he's constantly working and working and working to show us how much he loves us. But yet, there are those things that are keeping us from being still and quiet before God. Silence is the key to hearing God. We need to find moments in our daily routine to silence everything. That's the only way we could hear God's heartbeat. In Scripture, there are many passages that teaches the importance of spending time alone with God. Jesus himself talked about solitude. He talked about silence. And he talked about having a peace. All those elements could contribute to how we commune with God. Jesus' life was a pattern for us. He had silence and he had solitude. Those were parts of his everyday life. And here's the crazy thing. Jesus often withdrew himself from important times in his ministry to go and pray. We read about that in Luke 4, verses 40 and 44, and Luke 5, 12 through 16. In these particular passages, Jesus leaves to pray alone. After healing all these people in these passages, he must have been tired. Jesus valued his rest in the solitude of prayer. What about us? What about you? What about me? Do I value the rest? Do I value the solitude of prayer? Jesus knew to rest and speak to his Father after everything he did, especially when it came to his ministry and his life. The question here is, what is your attitude towards rest? Do you think of it as being selfish? Maybe it's unnecessary. Is it essential? Maybe it's rare. Ask yourself this hard question. Because the only way we're going to grow closer to God is to be in the rightful mind. We all need rest. And it's not only when we're all worn out. It's not when we're tired, frustrated. And the real about it, a lot of us choose activities over rest all the time. Ask yourself, why is it so important for me to rest in my life? If Jesus did it, it mattered to him, and I matter to him, then maybe I should be resting. We as a people, we need to learn how to tune things out in order for God to get the word in. Being alone with God is a time to be alone with him. It's a time that we need. God allows us to rest in his presence. And when we're resting, he rejuvenates us. In Luke 22, verses 39, 46. Jesus prays on the Mount of Olives. Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation." He withdrew about a stone thrown beyond them, knelt down, and prayed, "Father, if you're willing to take the cup from me, yet not my will but yours be done." An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweats were like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from the prayer and went back to his disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray, so you will not fall into temptation." Jesus made it a habit to go up to the Mountain of Olives during his time in Jerusalem. Jesus chose this place to pray and to prepare himself for what was going to happen. Jesus knew that he would suffer and that he would die to bring back salvation for many. He went to this place. He knew he would be betrayed, and he knew he would be taken. He knew that this place was important. And in this place, through prayer, Jesus committed himself fully to God's plan. Jesus thought it was very important for him to pray right up till his death. Jesus shows us that we need to take time to be with God. Even though Jesus was fully God, he needed to be strengthened, guided, and sustained by his Father. A whisper spot. It's a specific place where God speaks to you. A place where you could go to feel the presence of God. And God speaks to us now, just as he did before. He is still the same God. I don't think God ever changed. He is still the same God. God could turn any place from his glory in order to hear the heart of God. We as a people, the other person. Need to learn to listen and stay quiet. And here's the truth. God speaks louder when we are quiet. Our lives are too loud. Our schedules are too busy. Our awareness is not there when we are tired. And I'm not sure what problems anybody has or what issues they need to resolve. But we need to let God take care of them. We need to be more in prayer to hear and discern God's voice. And the only way to do that, silence is the answer. Silence is the difference between sight and insight. Silence is the difference between happiness and joy. Silence is the difference between fear and faith. In order for us to find peace and quiet, we need to set some boundaries. Maybe it's not taking emails before 8 o'clock in the morning. Maybe it's shutting off your Facebook, Instagram after 9 o'clock. Maybe it's setting dinner time to really enjoy your family. There's a lot of things in our life that get our attention before God. And we need to learn to turn those down so we could turn God up. We need to tune out these things so we could tune God in. I encourage you to stop talking and start listening and see what happens next. God is calling. Are you listening? My encouragement for you today is to find that whisper spot. Is to find that place you could go and enjoy the presence of God. God hasn't changed. Let us pray. Father, Lord, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for your presence, Lord, for showing up in all of our lives, Lord. You've been here from day one, Lord, way before time. Lord, teach us to tune you in, Father, and tune things out, other things out, Father. So we can see your glory, Lord. And we can see the will of our lives that you want for us, Lord. For your plan is greater than anything that we could ever imagine, Lord. Just like your son died on the cross, Lord. That was your plan, Father. That was your plan for our salvation. And we are thankful for that, Lord. But we need to be reminded more of that often, Lord. What you do for us, Lord. Lord, I ask you, Lord, to help us find that spot to go to silence the noise, to be able to hear your heartbeat, Father. Lord, I ask you, teach us how to put you in our lives where you are the Lord of our lives. Take away that control from us, Lord. We just pray, Lord, that you continue working through all of us, Lord, whether it be in baby steps, whether it be in bigger giant leaps, Father. Open our hearts and open our minds so we can see you clearer, so we can listen and discern your voice. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us stand for